This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. We have another story from the spiritual edge now, this one in partnership with San Francisco StoryCorps. Frank Hatch lived with HIV for more than 20 years, only to be hit by cancer in 2010. For comfort and guidance, he turned to his Buddhism practice, and encouraged by his nephew, he decided to do something he thought he never could. Before he passed away, Frank and his nephew Jason Friend discussed Frank's determination to live life to the fullest.
You know, when cancer hit, it was a really low blow. I mean, here I survived HIV long enough only to die from cancer, which was missed.
But you're not dead yet.
I'm not dead yet, but it's hard because it's in my face every day. So I think, you know, Buddhism just sort of put to words what I've always sort of inherently known, that the key to being happy is to love the best you can. And the rest of it sort of just takes care of itself. This whole process of being sick for so long, I mean, if I had given up, I wouldn't have been on the Grand Canyon with you last summer. I remember it was January, I think, of 2012. You said to me, "Hey, Uncle Frank, do you want to go on the Grand Canyon?" And I said, "Oh, there's no way I could do that, Jason." I said, "I just have too many medications and I have no idea how sick I'll be." And then finally, when it came within weeks to go, you talked me into it. And I was very nervous about it because I didn't know what was going to happen out there. It was 16 days out in very deep wilderness.
The roughest of conditions possible.
Yeah, over 110 degrees every day. And the doctor's office called me at home to tell me they didn't think I should go on this trip. I had said to you, I said, would you have a problem if I actually did die out there in the canyon and you have to deal with a dead body? And you said, "What? No, we'll just leave you there. We'll just tie you to the front of the boat." And it couldn't have been better. I mean, if I were to imagine what it would be like to die and the sensation that I would want to have, it would be that feeling that we had so often in there, that indescribable sense of being so small, so insignificant, yet completely connected to it.
I think you came back stronger and it gave you a new lease on your abilities, because I don't think you expected to be able to do it. And once you did it, and with the gusto, I mean, this hitting those rapids, those waves that you took on, hooting and hollering, this is what life is about. I think you found it to its core when pushed to your weakest and most scary point in life. You faced it and said, "Bring it on, I'm going to take you."
My regular doctor, I think she goes, "I can't even believe you're on your feet." She goes, "Anybody else would have like taken to bed years ago." And he goes, "And you're like still going." And I'm like, "Well, you know, I'm going to go until I can't go anymore, I guess." And that's all. And I love you very much.
I love you too. Thank you for bringing me in on this. Are we going to get to go rafting this weekend now?
Do you want to? We're definitely going to go. We're rafting.